This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Pitkin County has committed to using science to protect wildlife and its habitat on the 5,000 acres of open space property it owns. And the Open Space and Trails Board recently recommended spending more than $200,000 studying area wildlife. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy covers environmental issues and is here to discuss the details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Zoe.
So tell us more about these studies that the board has agreed to fund.
Well, most of the funding is going to a new local organization called the Watershed Biodiversity Initiative. It's headed up by Tom Cardamone, and the group is undertaking a pretty giant landscape-wide survey. It looks at the entire Roaring Fork watershed, from the top of Independence Pass to the Colorado River, and from the top of the mountains above Marble to the mountains above Meredith. The goal is to identify the highest priority areas in the watershed for restoration and conservation. They've identified some key species like elk, bighorn sheep, and beavers, and will study where the highest quality habitat for these species is still intact, and also where it's connected so they have room to roam. I think of this as sort of a wide-angle panorama shot of the watershed, and Cardamone says this will give land managers like Open Space and Trails, the Forest Service, and others the tools to understand how decisions they make will impact wildlife on the large scale.
Okay, so that's a wide-angle watershed-wide survey. What are the other studies the board has committed to funding?
Well, these are from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. CPW asked for a total of about $90,000 for three different species-specific studies. These ones zoom in on some of the same priorities, but more in like a portrait mode. So the three studies look specifically at bighorn sheep and elk. One looks at habitat quality, another at competition from other species, and the third examines the impacts of recreation on wildlife. So across the state, as well as locally, populations of bighorn sheep have been declining, and two of the studies aim to figure out why, and then what CPW might be able to do to reverse that trend. They'll look at two distinct bighorn herds. One is in the Frying Pan Valley, and one in the Maroon Bells Wilderness. In the Frying Pan Valley, CPW had planned to look at habitat treatments, where they try to improve the quality of the habitat in a few control areas. They would look at how those impact the herd, but then the Lake Christine fire has changed those plans, so now biologists have a chance to look at how sheep respond to wildfire.
Okay, and that might inform other communities around the state.
Yeah, exactly, especially as wildfire kind of grows and becomes a bigger concern across the state, we can have an example of at least how it impacts one species.
What will the research in the Maroon Bells area focus on?
The bighorn herd in the Maroon Bells Wilderness area shares habitat with mountain goats, which are actually not a native species to this area. They were brought into Colorado from Montana in the late 1940s. So in this study, CPW has increased the mountain goat harvest. That is how many mountain goats can be hunted. And they'll look at the impact that that could have on the bighorn sheep herd. The idea is that by limiting some of the competition by the non-native goats, the sheep may be in better shape.
And you said the final study looks at elk. Can you tell us more about this one?
Yeah, this taps into a big issue here and across the West. How does recreation impact habitat and therefore animal species? CPW's study will examine how recreational activity of all kinds affects how many elk calves survive into adulthood and join the herd. That's what's called the recruitment rate.
And what kinds of recreation are included?
They're including as much as they can. So hiking, biking, bird watching, horseback riding, and also hunting. And CPW says the goal is not to stop recreation or to kind of target any one activity, but rather to have a better understanding of how all these activities can impact elk so that land managers can make more informed decisions.
Where would these studies happen?
The proposal isn't totally finalized, but Julie Mao, who is a wildlife biologist with CPW, says the researchers are considering Sky Mountain Park, Burnt Mountain, and Basalt Mountain.
So there are two organizations that will be looking at habitat and wildlife in the Roaring Fork Valley. How then will these studies be used? What's the goal here?
These studies really fit into Pitkin County's goal to place biodiversity as the top priority for open space lands. The Open Space and Trails Board finalized a policy around biodiversity in 2016, and this reflects a growing financial commitment to that as well. It will help deepen the scientific base that the county can pull from as it makes big decisions. So for example, the county is now working on a proposed trail through the Crystal River Valley, the Carbondale to Crested Butte Trail. Staff and the board hired a consultant to examine the environmental impacts and the potential harms to habitat and wildlife. And they've said often that they are making decisions about the route of that trail based on the science. But at the same time, people who live in the Crystal Valley and the Watchdog Group Wilderness Workshop are consulting different studies and still have concerns. So this research would provide kind of another layer of understanding and depth about key species, about habitat, and about recreation.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy with details about upcoming wildlife research projects in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm Zoe Rome. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.